Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story now. We are still awaiting sentencing for the man convicted of murdering the McStay family, whose remains were found buried in the Mojave Desert. Live update now, KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero. She has been monitoring the hearing.
The defense filed an additional motion seeking a new trial for Charles Merritt on the grounds of cumulative misconduct by the prosecution during the trial. Now, the judge in this case has denied that motion, saying he found no prosecutorial misconduct and no prejudice. Merritt's defense attorney also has been arguing this morning to have the sentence of death that was recommended by jurors for the killings of Joseph McStay's wife and the couple's two young children to be modified to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He insisted that there is not a shred of evidence that Merritt is responsible for their murders. The family had been considered missing February of 2010. Their remains were discovered in 2013. As soon as a sentence comes down, we will bring it to you here.
Thousands of volunteers fanning out across Los Angeles County tonight to begin the three-night annual count of homeless people. The first areas being checked are in the San Gabriel and San Fernando Valleys, with volunteers looking everywhere from local riverbeds to freeway underpasses. The count is crucial in assessing the depth of the homeless crisis and winning federal help. LA City Council member Joe Buscaglia tells KNX he expects the number of homeless to grow as many other counties are failing to tackle the problem.
When you're pushing people from municipality to municipality, we are not solving the homeless crisis. This is why we need a more coordinated approach with having all local municipalities work together to solve this crisis.
The LA City Council passing a resolution today asking that Major League Baseball strip the 2017 and 2018 World Series titles from the Astros and the Red Sox and hand them to the opponents both those years, the LA Dodgers. This, of course, in the wake of the big sign-stealing scandal. KNX 1070's John Baird with more on the story. He's live for us in downtown LA.
The two council members supporting this measure say the Astros and Red Sox don't deserve the titles, not if their players were engaged in using cameras to steal signs from the Dodger catchers. Councilmen Paul Koretz and Gil Cedillo were behind the resolution. They believe that any team that knows what kind of pitch is coming, a fastball or a curve or something else, that team would have a huge advantage.
And there's no doubt the Houston Astros knew every single pitch that was coming their way.
This is much more than about baseball. It's important for us to raise our voice and to say that this is not the new normal.
A colleague agreed that the Astros and Red Sox should lose their championships, but felt the resolution went too far in asking that the Dodgers get the trophies. And someone in the audience thought there were more important things to worry about.
Well, I just don't think we need to be dealing with baseball at this moment, when you have 20,000 African-Americans sitting on Skid Row with children.
The resolution passed anyway on a unanimous vote.
Open the row. Close the row and tabulate the votes.
10 ayes.
Live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An L.A. City Council member from the northern San Fernando Valley has corrected his biography on his city website. Turns out that John Lee did not graduate from Cal State Northridge as he had listed on the website. While he did attend, a college spokeswoman says Lee did not graduate. Lee has confirmed he was, in fact, short of the credits needed to graduate, but says he doesn't remember claiming he graduated from the school. He attributes the listing to language used by a staffer. Lee won a special election last year for his seat and is in the middle of a campaign to keep it. Corona residents are in mourning after the death of three teen boys killed after what authorities are calling an intentional crash. Happened on Temescal Canyon Road and Trilogy Parkway when the driver of a white Infiniti crashed into a Toyota Prius, sending it into a tree. Three other boys were injured. A friend of the boys attending a church vigil tells CBS2 that they were active within the youth ministry.
They were all loving. They all cared for their friends and family. They really just loved everyone.
There is word that it may have started after the boys rang a doorbell at the house they thought belonged to a friend and drove off. The driver of the Infiniti, a 42-year-old man from Corona, has been arrested. He's been booked now for murder and attempted murder. Santa Monica Police and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Bomb Squad are investigating a possible arsonist who threw firebombs at several locations over the weekend. According to the Santa Monica Daily Press, the incendiary devices were similar to Molotov cocktails. There were no reports of anyone getting injured by the firebombs, but one person has been arrested, and authorities are now looking to see if others may have been involved as well. City of Pasadena, a daycare and a tree trimming contractor have agreed to award more than $7 million to the families of several toddlers struck by a falling tree branch. This happened back in 2017 outside of the daycare. A lawsuit claimed negligence regarding maintenance of the tree. The bulk of the money will go to a little girl who suffered the worst injuries, which included skull and neck fractures. According to the Pasadena Star, none of the parties admitted liability by settling the lawsuit.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.